if we could start off just with a recap of the allegations involving Nancy Gelber and how the trial unfolded and on to the verdict and the punishment.
Well, the allegation was that Ms. Gelber hired a hitman. That hitman was actually Terry Young with the Brazos County Sheriff's Department to kill her husband for money, specifically her wedding ring and $60,000 to be paid at a later time. As far as how the trial unfolded, we presented Terry Young and other officers from the Brazos County Police or Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and the jury also heard from a confidential informant that had put the sheriff's office onto her plan, as well as the defendant herself in the first stage of trial. And she admitted to hiring Terry Young to kill her husband, but said that she felt that she had been entrapped by police persuading her. The jury did not buy that as a defense and moved on to punishment, where we argued that today, and the jury came back with a 30-year sentence for her actions.
And pursuing the charge originally, then, if the defendant had contested, she felt that she was entrapped. Obviously, you all did not agree with that.
That's correct. Police simply, the law of entrapment is that you're entrapped only if police do something that would cause a ordinary citizen to commit a crime that they were not already predisposed to commit. And in this case, all that law enforcement did was provide her an opportunity. And in fact, they just provided her with a person that was willing to carry out what her plans were in the first place, and then she went forward with hiring them. So we didn't believe that entrapment was a valid defense, and the jury went with us on that.
I get the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, then it sounds like the undercover officer basically just sat there and listened.
The undercover officer originally talked to her on the phone, and they did discuss payment, but the undercover officer went as far as to actually try to impart upon her that if she really wanted this done, then, and if he did it, that it could not be undone. And he really went to a great extent to find out whether or not she was truly serious about causing the death of her husband. And she continually impressed upon him that she wanted this done, she wanted her husband dead, and she wanted it done sooner than later. And so our strategy and the evidence clearly showed that even faced with the ability to walk away, that she continued to want to go forward with this and was more than just willing to think about it, but took actions towards causing the end of her husband's life.
Then on to the punishment phase. I'm, again, guessing this was another case of the prosecution seeking some prison time and the defense wanting little, if any, prison time.
In this particular case, Ms. Gelber, without having been convicted of a felony prior to now, was looking at anywhere between probation or 5 years as the minimum, up to 99 years or life. Our position from the beginning was that if you go to these ends, that this community is not going to stand for that and that prison is appropriate. And the defense was asking for a very light sentence and to consider probating that sentence. So you're absolutely correct.
Did you have an opportunity then to visit with the jurors after it was all said and done?
We talked to them a little bit after it was all said and done. And the one thing I will say is that, as always, the thing that makes me so proud to be a prosecutor in this community is that we have juries that take their job so seriously. On a day like today, when the election is facing this community, we have 12 great citizens that sat in there and took this obligation absolutely seriously and walked through all the possibilities and came to a verdict that I believe is just and fair. And it really does set a bright line in the sand, hopefully deterring anybody that would ever think that they could solve their problems by violence or by causing someone else to do violence to the person they have problems with.
Did members of the jury talk about how difficult it was to reach the verdict as well as how difficult it was to reach the punishment?
They did. They talked about the fact that they took their job extremely seriously, and they evaluated the actual evidence that was before them, and applied that to the law that was in front of them, and came to the verdict. And then, of course, as always, punishment is a real. They take that decision incredibly seriously. We're talking about putting someone in prison, and based on these facts, there was no doubt in my mind that they were going to reach that conclusion, but they did, and we couldn't be prouder of them.
Something else I keep forgetting to ask when we're having these visits once a verdict and punishment's given, was there any sort of post-trial motions as far as appeal process, whether Ms. Gilbert is going to be allowed an appeal bond and the opportunity to stay out while that's being dealt with?
The way the law is set up, the sentence that she got, their appeal bond wouldn't be an option. So they did talk in post-trial about the fact that she intends to appeal this decision, and that process will begin working immediately. But pretrial bond was not an option in this case. The sentence was too high, and does not, and as well as the fact that it's a what we call a 3G offense, which is basically an aggravated offense that doesn't allow for, in this situation, her to be out while awaiting appeal.
So she will be incarcerated through the appeal process.
Yes, sir. She was sentenced to TDC, and will be taken to the diagnostic unit where they'll determine what. Needs she has and place her in an appropriate facility as she awaits appeal.
Anything else that I missed that listeners would be interested in knowing?
I think, as always, like I said earlier, we just are proud to work in this community with jurors that take the law and their job so seriously. In a case like this, Ms. Gelber did everything up into pulling the trigger of a gun. The only difference was is that the law enforcement in this case, which did a marvelous job saving a human being's life in this community, basically put a blank in the gun. Otherwise, we would be talking about capital murder. And so we want to thank the law enforcement, the sheriff's office specifically, and the Texas Rangers who helped out for doing such a great job, and a jury for taking their job so serious and helping make this place the safe, wonderful community it is.